back to the political stories of the day. And that story, 1,300 votes relating to the election of the West Australian Senate having been lost. The AEC has called in former AFP Police Commissioner Mick Kilty to conduct an independent investigation. Here's the AEC spokesman, Phil Dyack.
Unfortunately, they have been misplaced and are unlikely to be located at this stage before we distribute the preferences and complete the declaration of the poll for the recount in Western Australia.
That's not all, though. Not long ago, another announcement, a big announcement, the result of the recount in the Queensland seat of Fairfax. A winner in that contest, Clive Palmer, has won by 53 votes. And the incoming member for Fairfax joins us now. Clive Palmer, good evening.
Good evening. How are you going?
I'm all right. Congratulations. It's a very long process, this recount. Why did it take so long?
Well, I guess when you go to vote in Australia, you don't show any ID and they mark your name off. They give you a ballot paper and you fill it out with a pencil. And then they can rub that out if they want to. And there's a lot of arguments about it. We had five different coloured ballot papers. We had ballot papers without being authorised with a little initial up the top. And of course, if you want to object to anything, the High Court judge would review this, can't look at it unless you object. So that means you have to object to 50,000 ballots or so, so that you can preserve your position before the court. Of course, our position was vindicated. The first count they did to me was I won by 36, second by 7, and today by 53. Now, that stands as a great indictment to the AEC's incompetence. They can't all be right, can they?
Well, no, they can't all be right. But when you're talking about, what is it, nearly 90,000 ballots, that's not a bad margin of error, is it, in percentage terms? I know this is an unusually close seat, but you have to accept that there's always going to be some error, no matter how you do it, really.
Well, I would have thought if you do it like they do in other countries, where they, when you go in to vote, they automatically marked off the roll on a computer. They then give you a card, you go through and mark it, you fit it into another computer, and by 6:30 you've got the result rather than 2 months later. Say the taxpayer $54 million, which is what it's cost to do the election, that would be a much better way.
You sure that would be foolproof? There couldn't be potentially hacking involved or other security breaches that would arise?
Well, that's how it works in Europe. That's how it works in the United States. That's how it works in India and other countries. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit ludicrous, isn't it, really, to fill your ballot papers in with a pencil? I mean, yeah, that's a bit crazy.
Well, congratulations either way. You are heading to Canberra. This is an unusual position for you because, of course, your work so far has been private and it's been in business, and I look forward to seeing your disclosure of interest statement that could go on for pages and pages and pages. Have you thought about how you're going to handle your business dealings when you're operating in the capacity as a public representative?
Well, I'm 59 now, entering the twilight years of my life for retirement. So it's a much better opportunity for me than playing bowls on the Gold Coast or joining a Rotary Club to be in Parliament so I can do something, give something back to the country that I love.
Oh, no doubt you'll enjoy it immensely, but do you have to step away from your business dealings to avoid conflicts of interest?
I don't, really, because I'm not a minister. I'm only one member of a 150-seat house. And, of course, Parliament was meant to have a lot of different people with varied backgrounds so they could all contribute to the development of the country, so I can be a genuine parliamentarian and all the things I've learnt in my life, lay them out there for the benefit of the country. That's what you should do.
Are you worried about perceptions, perhaps, that you might be using the office for your own private interests?
Well, I don't know. I've got enough interest as it is. I'm not looking to make any more money. I give money away. We've got a $100 million fund in Western Australia we've set up for Aboriginal people and medical research. So I'm hardly a person that's in short of a dollar.
On to the story in WA. This is now a really interesting and potentially scandalous story. Over 1,300 votes have gone missing in the West Australian Senate race. This is very significant for you, of course, because your own candidate was elected the first time and the recount has implications for him and also then for Scott Ludlam, the Greens senator from WA. What do you think should happen now?
Well, I don't think you can count the second vote because it hasn't been completed, so it's invalid, really. So you either go back to the first vote or you have a new election. That's what it has to be. Now, the AEC might like that. They might declare the poll based on half of a recount or partial recount. I just don't think that's valid, and it will certainly attack democracy. So, look, there's been a full vote counted. They ordered a recount, and the recount's invalid, so you've got to go back to the vote that's there.
They are doing an investigation into all of this. Should we wait for that investigation to take place?
Well, it doesn't hurt to wait to do that to be more prudent, right? But the ANC wants to push ahead. Now, if you understand that people have lost something, that's fair enough. But why make a rash decision to say, even though I've lost the ballots, even though it's not fully counted, I'm going to declare the poll based on what I've got?
Okay.
That's a crazy decision.
Right. Well, it seems they're going to announce it on Monday unless they change their mind on that. So I understand the point that you're making there. Clive Palmer, thank you very much for your time.
All the best.
Soon to be the member for the federal seat of Fairfax, Clive Palmer. The other person who's implicated very much in that story in the WA Senate race is, of course, the Greens Senator for Western Australia, Senator Scott Ludlam, who joins us now. Senator Ludlam, thank you very much for your time. What do you think should happen now?
Well, I think Clive's half right, as is so often the case, I guess, that I wouldn't want to see, I don't think anybody would want to see the AEC rush into a declaration when they don't need to. They've only just announced this review is happening this afternoon. I think that should run its course because it may be that they can track them down and then you can declare the recount with the whole cohort of votes in the same place.
Well, what gives you any confidence they'll track it down? It sounds like the AEC, I mean, their own evidence on this or what they've been saying is they've pursued every avenue. These are lost. These are gone. They are not coming back.
Yeah, I guess if they were so confident in that, then there'd probably be no point in a review. They've got Mr. Kilty, who's a pretty experienced investigator, on the job of finding out what happened. Surely you would want to get some advice from him before you declared an election result that you knew would almost automatically be referred to the High Court.
Well, maybe they're separate processes, though. The review is accepting that they're gone and finding out why.
Yeah.
That's a different thing from saying the review is going to shed light on the result in any kind of way.
Sure. I guess for the amount of grief that this might be about to cause, there's no imperative for the result to be declared. Originally, we were told that it would be declared in more than a week's time. The AEC thought this would take 3 weeks to count. It only took two. They've got time up their sleeves. Let this investigation happen. If they do turn up that batch of votes, that makes this whole process a lot simpler than some of the alternatives that are being contemplated.
Sure. It sounds a bit like you're clinging to a very thin thread of hope that they'll turn up, though. I mean, let's assume for a moment they don't turn up, which seems the most likely scenario given what the AEC has said. Do you think Clive Palmer's right to say that, well, the original result should just stand?
No, he just made that up. The fact is we've been completely vindicated in calling for the recount. We found hundreds of votes. We didn't find 14, which was what we were
the original margin
for.
Yeah.
We found hundreds, maybe up to 1,000. We won't know until it's declared. So you can't, in any rational sense, say that the original vote should stand. The Electoral Commission decided on appeal on the basis of our arguments that it should be recounted. Turns out that was spot on because we found hundreds and hundreds of votes out of place. So one way or another, there's no going back to that first count.
Yeah, but you can see his argument, can't you? That, I mean, there was nothing wrong with that count that, I mean, well, you say that
actually,
we found
there
new
really
things.
Was.
No, but,
there was a lot wrong with the first count. That's why we had it recounted.
I understand that. But there's a lot more wrong with this. So what happens now? You go to a fresh election? Would you rather that?
I would rather this whole thing got closed out. I would rather they look behind the couch and found that batch of votes and then we concluded.
No, everyone would rather that, but that's very unlikely. So in those circumstances, what has to happen? Are we going to go to a fresh election? Would that be a better result for the people of Western Australia?
Ultimately, it might be. If this ends up in the Court of Disputed Returns with two inconclusive counts competing against each other with potentially equally legitimate claims of people saying, hang on, the first one was dodgy, but so was the second, then maybe the only way to resolve it is with a by-election. My preference, though, before we go there, would be to make sure that if there's a simpler opportunity, i.e. Mr. Kilty says, here's where you've gone wrong, that we avail ourselves of that opportunity to make this a lot simpler.
Scott Ludlam, thank you very much for your time. We're going to watch this closely because the result, of course, is due to be announced on Monday, so we'll see what happens.
Thank you. All the best.
Senator Scott Ludlam, Senator for WA, 21 minutes past six.